Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Malcolm Campbell, good afternoon. I like how just before I spoke, you go, how many more ads?
None. I was busy on my phone.
Zero. You're on.
I was busy on my phone arranging Midsummer.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
Yeah. Hello to Anthony, my friend Anthony. We're texting each other.
Oh, I thought you were.
I wonder if he's listening.
Oh, I thought you were preparing for the sport, but you prepared?
I've already prepared. I'm always prepared.
Okay, so we're going to start with cycling. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, because the Tour Down Under is in Adelaide, and the women have just had their tour, and Aussie Sarah Gigante, she won the tour by 20 seconds over the Dutch woman Nika Vinker, and Australian Neve Bradbury came in third.
Fantastic.
Yeah, well, very done, close Sarah. Racing. Very close racing. And it's all about teams racing, but it's a very international field. I'm looking, you know, at the results, and they come from Europe to tour Australia, the Tour Down Under. So the big cyclists from Europe come to Adelaide.
So it's quite a famous, renowned cycling
event.
It is
now. It's been going for quite a while.
Why Adelaide?
I don't know.
Look at the Tour de France and you look at the scenery.
Well, you do in Adelaide. There's the hills and there's the vineyards and stuff. But Adelaide, South Australia is, you know, a home for cycling within this country. So there's a lot of good cyclists from there. And so the men's one's coming up next week.
Fantastic.
Right.
They don't get to stop at the winery, so do they?
Maybe later.
Maybe afterwards. Women's A-League.
Women's A-League. Well, you know, the A-League. Do you know what the A-League is? Remind me. Come on. I've been talking about it for weeks.
Don't divert trying to find your notes.
No, I've got the notes.
Okay,
I just
what is it?
You know what A-League is. Come on,
soccer.
Come on. Good boy, good boy. Soccer, football. Okay, so results from the weekend
were
Sydney beat Melbourne's Western United 1-0. Western Sydney beat Melbourne City 1-0. Brisbane Roar went down 1-2 to Newcastle. Canberra United 3 over Adelaide United 1. Central Coast Mariners 2 beat Wellington New Zealand 1. And there was a 1-1 draw for Perth and Melbourne Victory.
Fantastic. What about the men?
And the men. Wellington Phoenix have now gone to the top of the ladder. Now, they're from New Zealand. They beat Perth Glory 4-3. Brisbane Roar beat Newcastle Jets 3-2. Adelaide United beat Sydney 4-3. Central Coast Mariners and Melbourne Victory had a 1-1 draw. MacArthur, which is Western Sydney, drew 3-3 with Western United from Melbourne. And then Western Sydney beat Melbourne City 1-0.
Fantastic. Now, I'm excited because we're going to talk about the tennis. And
yes.
Malcolm, I watched a show on ABC TV,
yeah,
and it was a bit of a history of the Australian Open.
Really?
Absolutely fascinating. And I would encourage you, there's two parts to it, to go and see it on iView. It was so interesting. It dealt with, you know, what it was like at Kooyong. And we almost lost the Australian Open because of Kooyong.
Well, because it wasn't a big facility, and so they built the new
court.
One. Yeah, they built the new one there at was initially known as Flinders Park, but they renamed it Melbourne Park because people around the world didn't know where it was, even though it was the Australian Open at Flinders Park. Now it's the Australian Open at Melbourne Park,
which makes sense if you're from a tourist perspective.
Yeah, you just say, "Where's Melbourne Park?" and everyone knows.
But it was interesting because John Cain was the premier, and he organised the development of Melbourne Park, and they had Jeff Kennett, who was in opposition at the time, on the show as well. And he was really good because he said, you know what, they showed footage of him opposing it, saying it's ridiculous, we're going to lose the trees, etc.
Oh.
And then he said, you know what was really good? John Cain was not stupid enough to listen to me.
Yeah.
So I thought that was great. But catch it on ABC iView if you want. What's happening?
Well, we had some lead-up tournaments first last week, right? But the Australian Open actually started on Sunday, yesterday, and it's the first time it started an extra day earlier. They say because of scheduling, it gives more time to play matches because a lot of matches were going into the night.
Right.
And so what they've done is instead of having three matches a day on the show courts and then having two at night, they're only having two a day, but two at night. But again, that still doesn't stop them having late night matches. The women's match last night didn't start till like midnight.
Oh.
And it's just, they're scheduling stupid still. They haven't quite got it. If they have a men's match, they shouldn't have another match, because a men's match can go five sets and can take 5 hours and start at 7 p.m. and finish at midnight. They could have two women's matches, but of course, women's tennis doesn't rate, so they always want to win.
Why doesn't it rate? Sure.
I like women's tennis, but the general populace want to watch men's tennis. I don't get it. Women's tennis is great. So they could have two women's or one men's. Do not have a match that starts at midnight. It's just stupid.
But if they only had one, and potentially it ended quickly, there's all that advertising time that they would lose.
Yeah, I know. The problem is you could have a thrashing match and it could take an hour. You know, some man could win a match, probably in an hour and a half, and then they've got nothing else. So that's why they schedule it. But during the day, they have a man's and a women's match. They actually could have two women's matches and a men's match. But now that they've left it too short, the match, you know, the centre court, the Rod Laver Arena, has been empty for hours today because the two matches that were played were finished quite quickly. So it's just silly.
This show, interestingly, also talked about Margaret Court as well, and whether, you know, that arena should be renamed. There's still a bit of a push for that.
Look, there is. I don't agree with her religious views, but I do agree with her tennis record.
But what about if someone's, you know, from the community and they walk in, or they're a player and they're not out, and it just makes them think, oh, I'm not welcome here.
They want to play tennis. If they're a tennis player, they want to play tennis. They don't care which court's on that they're playing.
We're going to have an argument. Oh, this is great.
No, I do not like Margaret Court, and I don't agree with her views, but I do recognise her tennis record.
Okay.
And she's rightfully so, that court is named after her. So I think it should still be named after her, even though I don't agree with her. But her tennis record speaks for itself.
Okay, I'd like to see it removed. That's my view.
Well, yeah, it's your view, but it's unlikely to happen.
It is unlikely to happen. Are you excited that it's on?
Yeah, of course. So I'll just talk about the lead-up tournaments, which were held in Hobart.
Mm-hmm.
Hobart, where I'm from. Emma Navarro from the US won her first tournament ever, beating Elise Mertens, who had won that tournament down there in Hobart twice. Then we had the tournament in Auckland, New Zealand, and a qualifier. Do you remember me telling you what a qualifier is?
Yeah.
They play in the tournament previous to the main tournament.
Right.
And the Chilean, Alejandro Tabilo, he came through the qualifying tournament and then he won the whole tournament, and he beat the Japanese Taro Daniel in the final there in Auckland. And then, of course, we had the Adelaide tournament, and Yelena Ostapenko from Latvia, she beat Daria Kazakina from Russia. And then in the men's, and I watched a bit of this, Jiří Lehečka from Czech Republic beat Jack Draper from Great Britain. Draper was winning, but the result was different. I didn't watch the end of it, but it certainly turned around. Now, we've got, of course, the tennis now here in Melbourne. Day one was yesterday, and I'll just talk about Aussies for now because it's early days with all the favourites. Yesterday, Dane Sweeney, he was a qualifier in his first Grand Slam tournament. He took the 22nd seed, Francisco Cerúndolo from Argentina, to five sets, but he didn't come away with the win, unfortunately. And Adam Walton, in his first Grand Slam, he lost to Italian Matteo Arnaldi in three sets. And then Jason Kubler lost in five sets, losing in a tiebreaker in the last one to Mr. Daniel Golan from I think it's from Ecuador or Venezuela. I can't quite tell by the flag. And Chris O'Connell, he won in five sets against Christian Garin of Chile. So it was a busy day for the Aussies yesterday. And then today we've had quite a few matches, and I'll just talk about the Aussies again. Alex de Minaur, he's now in the top 10. I told you that last week. He plays tonight against Milos Raonic from Canada. Today, Alexei Poprin, he's our second-ranked Australian. He beat Mark Polman's, also an Australian, in three sets. And then Daria Saville, she's on court right now in a close match against the Polish girl Magdalena Freck. And Omar Jasika, he's a qualifier, aged about 25. And when he was about 17, he was the best in the world as a junior player. And then he's been in the wilderness. He hasn't played a Grand Slam tournament for about 7 years.
Oh, he'll do well.
But he did have a 2-year suspension for cocaine.
Oh.
Yes. But he's playing tonight. And then Storm Hunter, she's the number one doubles player in the world from Australia. She qualified, like through the qualifying tournament, and she's beaten Sara Errani from Italy in the first round today. And then Taylor Preston, an 18-year-old from Perth, she lost to Elena Svitolina from the Ukraine quite easily today. And then on court right now are two other Australians, Alexandra Vukic and Jordan Thompson. Jordan Thompson's the one that beat Rafael Nadal in Brisbane last time. I told you about that. They're on court right now. And Rinki Hijikata, he plays a bit later as well. And James Duckworth, he was a wild card for the tournament, and he lost in five sets to the Frenchman Luca Van Ash. Another close one. Unfortunately, he didn't come away with the win. But look, the tournament's coming up for 2 weeks, and of course Novak Djokovic's the favourite, right?
He did something either last night where was he clapping someone, or I heard something in the news. I must tell Malcolm about that.
Now you've forgotten.
Something happened with him.
Oh, I don't
tell
know.
Us next week.
Oh, or if I remember, yeah. So he's the favourite, and everyone's out to beat him. He's won 10 now, and he's going for 11. And if he wins and gets 11, he also gets 25 Grand Slams, and that means he'll be one ahead of Margaret Court because he's equal with her on 24.
Then we might rename it to his arena.
Yeah, no, they'll do that in Serbia, I think. So he's the favourite, and everyone's got to beat him.
And at least there's not the controversy this year, you know, that there was.
No. Around. Everyone's moved on from when he got evicted from the country for not being vaccinated.
Fantastic.
Oh, okay, right. Well, girls, women, females, I'm sorry if I'm calling them girls. I've been told by one of our listeners. Sorry about that. Now, what was I saying? And in the women's tennis, there's not a clear-cut favourite. The number one is Iga Świątek from Poland, but then there's Aryna Sabalenka from Belarus, who's the defending champion, and, of course, Elena Rybakina from Kazakhstan. She's up there. She won the tournament.
So that could make for good tennis
standout. Sabalenka and Rybakina were in the final last year. Yeah. It was quite good. And then, of course, Coco Gauff from the US is also up there as well. So it's an open field for the women. Mm. And there's a few comebacks after pregnancy. Caroline Wozniacki has come back. She's won it before. Angelique Kerber's won it before. She's come back from pregnancy. And there's one more. Oh, Naomi Osaka. She's come back from pregnancy. And she's playing tonight against the French number one, Caroline Garcia. That's after the Alex de Minaur match. So that one probably will start at midnight.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch the women's.
Yep.
Because I can't watch all of it.
Mm. No, I like the women's tennis mainly because they have better rallies. The men, you know, they hit so hard and they ace each other. And so it can be, you know, if you've got a really good server, it's not that interesting to watch. But if you get some good rallies, I'll watch men's. I watch doubles on the weekend. I'll watch anything. Men's, ladies, women's, mixed doubles, anything.
Are you going to go?
I plan to go.
Excellent. When's the Glam Slam?
That's next weekend. We don't need to talk about that till next time.
Okay, good. Good.
Anything else?
That's it. Now you're free to go. Thanks, Malcolm.
Off to the gym.
Off to the gym. Catch you next week. Actually, we'll see you at the carnival on Sunday.
Oh, yes. Carnival Sunday. Midsummer Carnival. Definitely. You'll be at the Joy Stand. Come down and see Warren. If you don't know what he looks like, you will soon.
I'll be hiding out the back. Thanks, Malcolm. Catch you Monday.
Bye.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.